And don't be worried if you hear a strange voice on your radio. Unfortunately, Frank has been taken away from the studio. All will be revealed shortly. And I just happened to be passing to talk about UTV Life tonight. And suddenly I'm sitting in Frank's chair filling in. So Annie Lennox there and the Eurythmics. Well, on the phone line now, we hear time and time again about the fire service rescuing people in distress. And sometimes the people running towards danger are part-time firefighters. And the service is now looking for more of those part-timers. The area commander, John Denver, has all the details. John, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good.
Jolly good. Now, the fire service, always recruiting, always looking for people, but part-timers, John?
Yeah, Palma, what we've undertaken in the fire service is a rolling programme of recruitment in the retained fire service. We have obviously a large number of retained stations across the province, and we have people who are retiring or for lots of other reasons leave the service, and we are always looking to recruit younger people into the service to sort of replace the ones who are leaving.
Well, when you say younger people, John, what age group are we talking about?
Well, when I said younger, I probably should have said sort of fresher people coming in. I can't say younger anymore.
Well, well.
We're looking at people who are over the age of 18 and right up until they can prove to us their level of fitness. So that's the large expanse of people that we can avail of.
Well, when you say right up to a level of fitness, and the level of fitness is really basically what is so important with this.
Well, it is, Palma, but what I wouldn't want people to believe is that they have to be some sort of superhero or superman or woman to do the job. The majority of firefighters who undertake retained duties are ordinary people doing an extraordinary job. They're part of their community, and they have a level of fitness which is, has to be kept up to a certain standard. But you don't have to be super, super fit to be in the fire service.
And it's something else that's very important is you have to be pretty close to the fire station. So when that alert goes off, you have to be there in sort of pretty quick time.
Well, you're absolutely right, Palma. What we're trying to do is try and get people who are within a range of 5 minutes from their local station who can respond to incidents. Obviously, it's important for the fire service to get their vehicles and to get their personnel to incidents as quickly as we possibly can. So we have been, it has always been 5 minutes. It will continue to be 5 minutes for a period of time. But it is increasingly difficult because we understand that in the towns and villages, people are having to go outside of the villages to find employment. And it is becoming increasingly difficult for Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service to maintain and retain people to do the job.
And firefighters, I mean, a lot of people will look upon the fire service. It's a very glamorous job. You're going in, you're rescuing people. But some of the things that the firefighters see and come across, like road traffic accidents, things like that, it's harrowing. And it's not a job for everybody.
No, and it's not a job for everybody. And unfortunately, it's one of those jobs that only when you start doing it will you work out whether it's the one for you or not. It can be, and it is seen as a glamorous job when you see the fire engine go past and all the things. But what maybe people don't see is when firefighters are standing on the top of a mountain for 5 and 6 hours at a time, or, as you say, they've had to go to a tragic incident and deal with some very distressing scenes at times. But firefighters are trained, and we're trained in a way that when we get to those calls, we put our emotions aside, we deal with what we're faced with, and we're there primarily to help those people who are in distress.
Well, you're running recruitment information nights, John. When are they happening?
Well, they're across a wide range of stations, Palma. So what would be better for people if they were interested was to go to the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue's website and look at all the different times through. It's usually from Monday to Thursday, and any of the stations which are recruiting, and the times are given about when they can go and have a familiarisation, go and chat to the firefighters on the station and get an idea of what they would be expected to do.
And we'll put those on our website as well, which I'm sure has just given great joy to the people sitting out in the audience going, oh great, she's going to put those on the website. Well, John, thank you so much indeed for chatting to me today. There's a gentleman who's just arrived back in the studio who might want to add a question or two. Frank, welcome back.
Not at all, John. They're clowns in here, as you know, John. And I go for one comfort break. I put on a 4.5 minute song and I come back and an elderly woman has taken the show. But John, thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Listen, Frank, no problems at all. Thank
John,
you.
John, you're a star. Thank you very much.
Bye.
And the very best of luck. I'm just going to, just while you're on the line, I'm just going to say Antrim, Ballymoney, Carrick, Fergus, Coleraine, Glengormley, Larne and Whiteheaded and all points north, south, east and west are where the information nights will be taking place for the Northern Ireland Fire Service. John, thank you very much indeed and have a very good weekend.
Okay, Pommel, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Hi, Frank.
You can have my job anytime, girl.